Better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way.
Welcome to the world.
Okay, today we're going back to episode 70, not by accident, with former Crystal Palace defender Matt Lawrence. In this special production, Matt details the famous and infamous day against Sheffield Wednesday and a relegation fight for the ages, the highs and lows of a season all leading up to one game. Find the visual to accompany this audio on YouTube. The link is right below in this bio.
Play at their ground, away at Hillsborough, which is a massive ground in front of, you know, 35,000 of their fans.
And Hillsborough explodes with joy. Leon Clark, that might be the goal of his life.
It was a season where we had been in contention for promotion, but our club went into administration. So if you go into administration, wow, as a football club, you get minus 10 points. So we all of a sudden, we got moved from the playoffs to the relegation zone. And the highs and lows of that season to again come down to one 90-minute game was phenomenal.
In it goes, up go the heads, little flick on by Spur. It's behind from McCarthy. It's finished. Mike Dean's blown his whistle and Sheffield Wednesday are relegated and Crystal Palace have survived by the skin of their teeth.
We celebrated on the pitch.
But what an unbelievable afternoon.
20,000 Sheffield Wednesday fans came on the pitch and we were then forced to run off the pitch. And I remember the last man of our starting lineup, poor old Clint Hill. So he was right over the far side. So he had the width of the pitch to, and he didn't quite make it. And he came back into the dressing room. And I will never forget it. In a pair of tighty whities, one boot, one sock, and completely naked with like red marks, welts over his body. He said he had to physically fight his way off the dressing room. That one I could celebrate. That one I really, I lived the moment and lived it. And I remember I jumped in a car with three of my teammates and we didn't go on the team coach for whatever reason. We wanted to get back to London as quickly as possible. We stopped off at a motorway service station, like a gas station. And we piled out there to use the bathroom. And we got two or three other of the supporters coaches just happened to be the Palace supporters coaches. So we got absolutely, there's pictures online, we got absolutely mobbed in the bathroom of the service station, out of the bathroom, just surrounded by a bunch of everybody, all the fans jumping up and down. And again, it was great to see, the real people, you know, fans, what it meant to them for us to have survived on that day, and it felt fantastic to experience that with the fans. It really did.
Footwork is sponsored by ourselves and great companies such as Kong Fitness. But we love to partner with new brands that make their own paths, so get in touch if you must.
Footwork.club, the official footwork website, is now live, so make sure you go join the club and check out all the new content and all the new features. Find us on YouTube at Footwork Podcast. You better like and subscribe while you're there. If not,
I don't know what to tell you.
Find us on Instagram at Footwork_podcast. Great time there. Twitter at Footwork Podcast. TikTok at Footwork Podcast, where we like to post dance videos. Those are great, but more importantly, amazing content for any dream chasers out there. Plug, pass. Tell your friends, your enemies, your mother, your brother, your sister, your pastor. It doesn't matter who. Tell the mailman, your dog, anybody that can listen.
Like, subscribe, review, because all of that helps while you're there. We'll take whatever we can get to join the club.
Join the club.
He messed me up.
I mean, he can just mash it together, so it's fine.